listened to his stories of faraway places. When he had finished, Alice would say, "When I grow up, I too will go to far places. When I grow old, I too will live beside you. Must do something to make the world more beautiful," said her grandfather.
We read to find one thing what Miss Rupke's favorite flower was. What was it?
Haley.
Lupins. Okay. And they were everywhere. Her grandfather had asked her to do something. What had he asked her when she was little? What did he tell her she must do? Emily? Make the world a more beautiful place.
To make the world a more beautiful place. That's the challenge given to Miss Rumphius, a beloved children's book character who made her contribution by sowing wildflower seeds, beautiful lupins, everywhere she traveled. But she also inspired the young people she met to become strong, independent individuals who could become lifelong learners, envision the lives they wanted to lead, understand that our world is intricately interrelated, and believe that they, too, could make the world more beautiful. It's clear that Miss Rumphius was an early advocate of 21st century literacy. And it's appropriate that a group within the International Reading Association would choose to create the Miss Rumphius Award, an award that honors teachers who create new visions of learning and literacy made possible through technology. Teachers who explore the use of technology to teach children are making the world more beautiful in a very special way. They are planting seeds of knowledge, independence, and hope for the future. There are two important principles of literacy and learning that we'll explore in this module. First, schema theory. Schema theory fits with our general constructivist approach to literacy learning because it's all about readers taking the knowledge and understanding that they bring to a new text and building on it. So schemata are knowledge structures or networks of associations that readers build with. And reading becomes a process of taking background or prior knowledge, existing schemata, and adding to them. And whether you say schemata or I say schemata, the constructivist principle to take from this is that we can teach readers that they have an inner voice, and that little voice inside their heads can help them activate and use their schemata to learn with text. That inner voice is their metacognitive voice. How we process information is called fluid intelligence, and research supports that education can help build fluid intelligence. We accomplish this by helping students understand not only what to know, but how to know. We can teach them strategies for success. Our second theory addresses not what or how, but why students know. Louise Rosenblatt is well known for her reader response theory, that readers must engage or transact with text to think substantively about it. This transaction between the reader and the text actually becomes the motivation or the why of reading. Reading is an active and intensely personal process. When readers connect on a personal level, then they are reading aesthetically. Research by Spires and Donnelly has found that teaching students to make their own personal connections to informational text resulted in more motivation for reading and higher knowledge attainment on the application level. They wrote that aesthetic response can help students construct a more lively and engaging relationship with the text, which in turn may help them attend to and possibly persist with the reading task. Teachers can encourage successful aesthetic experiences or transactions by teaching students strategies that help them reflect on the associations, feelings, attitudes, and ideas that they experience as they read. Resocializing students so that they consider their own personal knowledge relevant to the reading experience is likely to have both a cognitive and an affective impact on learning. It's a way that we can make the learning of academic content from informational text more successful. And it reinforces the message that for students to take responsibility for their literacy learning, students must believe that they are capable of assuming such responsibility, that they have a voice in setting their own objectives and goals for reading. that they believe in the usefulness of these strategies, and that they are convinced that their success depends on themselves and the effort and skill they invest. In our first mini documentary, third grade teacher Kay Ball tells the story of her own youthful transgression with flowers to model how she makes connections as she reads the story of Miss Rumphius. And Carl Ann Sherpie, a fourth grade teacher, talks of how she uses the personal stories of author Jerry Spinelli to teach her students to write personal narratives. Her kids also play in the creek and can relate so well to Spinelli's outdoorsy childhood. Specifically in Kay's teaching, you will be introduced to the BDA approach, that's before, during, and after approach to structuring content literacy lessons. Kay carefully follows the model and engages her students with strategies at each stage. You'll also see Kay's seamless integration of technology for literacy teaching and learning. Carl Ann describes how she makes the reading match the writing to teach her students to read and write nonfiction successfully and to develop the advanced writing skills that they'll need to accomplish their huge Through Our Eyes documentary project that we introduced in Module 1. Matching the writing to the reading makes the most of the mutually reinforcing reading and writing connection. Stay tuned for more about the Through Our Eyes project as Carl Ann's students complete their interviews, write their book, and celebrate with a big autograph party. Each of these teachers teach science in an interdisciplinary way that integrates literacy teaching and science seamlessly, and they both share the tremendous satisfaction they get from watching the seeds they plant sprout and begin to grow.